Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Can we talk about your children's eye care? Because eye care for children is a postcode lottery. So say Optometry Ireland, who today have said they could provide a universal scheme for everyone over the age of 8 without additional staffing. For more on this, I'm joined by John Weldon, who's spokesperson with Optometry Ireland and is an optometrist as well, of course. John, you're very welcome to the programme.
Focus, Mila Cormac, Trinamala. How are you?
Gamagar, Mila Magath. Why is everyone's children's eye care, according to you, a postcode lottery?
Well, unfortunately, Cormac, all across the country, there are haphazard and ad hoc schemes put into place to deliver care for this important group of people. Our difficulty is that we think it's a national issue. We recognise that the Constitution and various parts of legislation provide that the state give eye examination and provision for appliances, and that hasn't been happening.
So let's go back to square one. Why isn't it happening? Is it down to resources in some counties more than others?
Well, there are several reasons. Of course, resources and recruitment are a big issue. But if you think about the pathway for these children, Cormac, normally the National School Screening Programme in years gone before was very effective, where usually a public health nurse would attend in junior and senior infants and do screening tests for eye abnormalities and teeth, and you'd have your BCG and your polio, etc. Back in 2009, when the big recession hit us, many of those PHNs took early retirement and they've not since been replaced. So the screening system has at best become very haphazard.
And the consequences then are devastating, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And when you accept the international statistics that about a quarter, 25% of children of primary school age have some sort of visual disorder that requires intervention, if they're not being seen and picked up, then that has a negative impact on them for both academic success and, of course, their life and career opportunities later on.
And in terms of their eyes, firstly, what kind of issues do you see?
Well, I suppose the three big issues that we're focusing on, if you forgive the pun, are first of all myopia or short-sightedness. We know that there is an increasing cohort of young people developing short-sightedness, and everyone knows what it's like to not be able to see the board in class or focus on your work. And if you're the unfortunate child at the back, you're disadvantaged straight away. Mm-hmm. The second area that we're concerned about is called amblyopia, or commonly called a lazy eye. And this, when it's picked up at a young enough age, Cormac, can be successfully managed and treated. Unfortunately, if it's not picked up in time and treated in a timely fashion, it will develop poor sight and therefore eliminate that young person from certain careers like joining the guards or driving a bus or train or flying an aircraft. The third element of it is a squint. So that's where one eye turns in and needs surgical intervention. So if that's not picked up and referred in a timely fashion and operated on in a timely fashion, then that patient is deprived of developmental sight. And we know already that ophthalmology is one of the longest surgical waiting lists in the country.
Yeah, indeed. Sorry for cutting across you there. It's quite clear, academic and social restrictions and sporting restrictions as well. I'm sure if you don't get these issues sorted early on. Is there a solution to all of this, John?
Well, the solution is staring us right in the face. You know, Optometry Ireland has over 700 members who are very highly qualified and trained, regulated as healthcare professionals by Carew, in over 350 locations locally and easily accessible to all parents and children. We have the skills, we have the equipment, we have the personnel. All we need is the willpower from the government and
the resources. How much would it cost?
Well, in actual fact, previous research has shown that to deliver the care in a community setting with your local optometrist is cheaper than to do so in a hospital or tertiary care setting.
Yeah, but how much would it cost? Are you saying that would save the system in the long run as well? But how much would it cost to roll out initially?
Yeah, so the money is already there, Cormac. You know, it's just being allocated in the wrong way, in the wrong places. And the difficulty for us is, you, when we measure it in purely economic terms, we're somewhat missing the mark. First of all, the primary thing with our site is it's a quality of life issue. As a professional, but also as a parent, I think about the lads on the hurling field. If they're not able to track the slither, what happens to their quality of life? We know how a child who is out of school for a short period of time, and we recognize this through COVID, if they can't see what they're up to, how far behind do they fall in such a quick and a short time?
The consequences can be devastating, as I say, in terms of the development. But can I ask you briefly and finally here, John, are we dealing with a turf war then, that the resources for this is going to the hospital system, and you're saying it's not the best way to spend that money, give it to the optometrists locally, is that it?
Well, I believe we're celebrating a great centenary of great anniversaries for our country. We are a nation. We believe that this should be dealt with at a national level.
Okay, look, we'll see what they say in terms of a response. John Weldon, spokesperson with Optometry Ireland and an optometrist. Thank you very much indeed. 51551.